From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka reporting. Iranian government protests continue. Anti-Iranian government protests entered a third day and were met with counter-protests in the capital of Tehran. The protests occurred as Iranian authorities issued another warning Saturday against illegal gatherings. Protesters say they are fed up with the country's stagnant economy, which includes a 12.4% unemployment rate and rampant inflation. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump continues to condemn the arrests of peaceful protesters through Twitter. Using excerpts from a speech he delivered to the United Nations General Assembly in September, Trump criticized the Iranian government, charging it has long oppressed the Iranian people. Here's one clip of the September speech the president posted to his Twitter account on Saturday.
The entire world understands that the good people of Iran want change. And other than the vast military power of the United States, that Iran's people are what their leaders fear the most.
Thousands have participated in protests across Iran, which began Thursday in the city of Mashhad. China says it's not facilitating oil shipments to North Korea, which would be a violation of United Nations Security Council sanctions. This a day after Donald Trump accused China of doing so. Despite China's insistence the sanctions are being enforced, doubts persist in the U.S., South Korea, and Japan that loopholes continue to exist. More on VOANews.com. This is VOA News.